The Gemara in Brachos presents a machlokes hamaroim regarding the mitzvah of kriyashma that we recite every day by Yom HaLaila. This is a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah derabbanan. What's the difference halacha l'maisa, whether any given mitzvah is deraisa derabbanan? So the easy difference that the Gemara, the easy nafkamina l'halacha the Gemara gives is sofik deraisa l'chumra, sofik derabbanan l'kula. So what if a person has a sofik kara kriyashma, sofik loikara? Is the chayz of the kare, or ain't the chayz of the kare? The Raman paskens that kriyas shma is deraisa. The Shagas Aryeh quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina, his commentary on the side of the Rif. How could there be a machlokes is whether kriyas shma is deraisa the Rabban? It says beferish in the pasuk, b'shach b'chov kamecha. Of course it's deraisa. So he quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina, gives an answer. Everybody agrees there's a chiyuv to recite something by Yom HaBalayla. The machlokes amaroim is. Is the obligation deraisa to recite davke this parsha of Shema, or is the obligation deraisa to learn whatever you want? You can be mavis sedra, shachri in the morning. He'll say one part of the parsha of Hashavua, Mishnayis. In the evening, he'll say different parsha. So if you hold kriyas Shema derabbanan, it means that the pasuk b'shach b'chov kamecha v'dibar tavam b'shach kamecha means it's a chiv to learn Torah by yom v'alayla. Means if not for this pasuk b'shach b'chov kamecha, we would have known there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but we would have thought that whenever there's a mitzvah written in Chumash and it's unclear how often the mitzvah has to be fulfilled, so it's understood that it means once a day, every day. Take, for example, the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah of Tfilah. Menat Torah, Liovta B'chol Avavchem, the Gemara says the first daf in Tainus, Avodah Shebelev is Tfilah. So the Rambam says the obligation to daven Menat Torah is once a day, every day. The fact that we daven three times a day, four times a day, five times a day on Yom Kippur, that's only the Rabban. But once a day is a biblical obligation. How did the Rambam know that it's once a day? So the Mefarshim say, got it from the Gemara by duchening. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the Kohanim are obligated to duchen when called upon. So what if you call upon them, they daven at the first minyan because they have to go to work. Then they're about to leave the shul, they wrap up their talis and tefillin, then the second minyan is up to duchening. They don't have a kohen, so they say, please come and duchen by the second minyan. He can set, then the third minyan, then the fourth minyan, then the fifth minyan. He can spend all day long in the shul. He has to go to work. So the Gemara says, not mechayev to duchen more than once a day. So you see from that Gemara, whenever there's a mitzvah, it's unclear how often the mitzvah has to be fulfilled, it's understood that it's once a day, every day. That's machlekes. The Magen Avraham quotes the machlekes Achreinim about that. We used to have that in the neighborhood. The Kohanim, if they duchen Shachris and Musaf, that's Takanas Chachamim. In the same minyan, Shachris and Musaf, that's what it says in Mishnah. Then for sure they say a bracha the second time. But let's say they only duchen by Musaf, they already duchen in one shul, and the other shul doesn't have a kohen, so he does them a favor and he walks over to the other shul to duchen by them. So the Magen Avraham has a machlokes. There isn't a merachiv and the rabbanon over there. The Magen Avraham quotes a machlokes achreinim about that. In Rishonim, the only one who talks about it is the Meiri, and the Meiri says he do say a bracha the second time, because the Gemara says in Megillah there was a list of tanoim and amoraim who lived to a ripe old age, and their talmidim asked each one of them by meharachta yomim. So one of them says, "L'nasasi kapai b'lei bracha." Whenever I would duchen, I say the bracha shekadoshan b'kedushas v'shalom. It's one of the brachas amisol be'ahava. So the Mirin, the Rishonim, ask a question. Of course, he said bracha. Why was he zecher tarichas yamim? That's the din. Kol hamitzvus kulam avarach alayim avilas yasma. So why does he deserve an arichas yamim? So the Mirin interprets in the Gemara that that was the chiddush, that he would duchen, he would say a bracha even if he duchen the second time in the same day. Even though he's not obligated, not minat Torah, not minat Rabbanan, still he would say a bracha even the second time. So even though in Achreinim it's a machlokes, the Magen Avraham quotes a machlokes, but since the Miri interprets the Gemara like that, so that's why the common practice is that a kohen who duchens a second time in a day in a different minyan also says a bracha. So again, we have psukim in Chumash that one is obligated to learn Torah, many psukim in the Chumash. And it doesn't say how often, so one could have understood that it means you have to learn a shmek tavik 5 minutes every day, once a day, every day. Now that you have this pasuk, means you have to learn a little bit every day and a little bit every night. And that's how one opinion in the Gemara understands the pasuk and say for Yeshua, learn a little bit every day, learn a little bit every night. The other Amora says, no, that's what Yeshua ben Nun was told. But the pasuk with the Barta Bum, Pshach v'Kamecha, doesn't go on Talmud Torah. It goes on Kabbalos Amach HaShemayim. You're not Yoytze with the Barta Bum by reciting Parshas HaShavua, or Mishnayis, or Gemara, Daf Yoyme, or something. You have to Dafke recite Shema Yisrael, this Parsha, you have to. Why? Because the nature of them, Kriya Shema Deraisa. In fact, you have to say this Parsha, that's Deraisa. It's not that this pasuk B'shach v'kamecha is shedding light on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that you have to learn a little bit every day, a little bit every night. The pasuk in Yeshua is megala that. This pasuk tells us you have to be mekabel al malchus shamayim a little bit every day, a little bit every night. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara, where the kriya shma deraisa, kriya shma derabban. Again, the Rambam paskins that kriya shma is deraisa. And the Rambam paskins like the Gemara's nafkamina sofik kara kriya shma sofik loy kara chayze v'kara, you have to say. Rabbi Kivega points out in the first, in his commentary on Mishnayis Brachas, that Taisvi, he quotes the Prichodesh, that Taisvi is apparently Paskin's Kriya Shema Lav Deraisa. Because the Gemara has, the Mishnah in Brachas has a machlokes, Rabbi Yudin Achachamim, when is the end of the Zman Mincha, when is the beginning of the Zman Tfilas Arvis? So Rabbi Yudin's opinion is Plaga Mincha, you have to finish davening Mincha by Plaga Mincha, and after Plaga Mincha, you can start davening Ma'ariv. And the Chachamim say, you can daven Mincha till Sof Hayom, and then you daven Ma'ariv after the Shkia. Then the Gemara says, it's a Machlekes and a Din de Rabbana, there is no Hachra. So Sofik de Rabbana Lekula, so David Kemarabit, David Kemarabit. However you want to do is okay. So David Kemarabit is because davening is only with the Rabbana, there was no Hachra. So Sofik de Rabbana Lekula. What about Kriyashma? So the Rosh has a comment, the Russian Brachas has a comment, there never was a machlokes atanoim at all about kriyashma shel arvis. You have to say kriyashma at night. B'shach b'cha. No one goes to sleep after plaga mincha before the shkia. How can you say you yotze kriyashma? The Gemara says, David k'marabit, you can daven marv after plaga mincha. You say shman esrei, and you say aleinu. You don't say kriyashma with the Brachas. But Taisus understood not so. Taisus understood that the machlokes are viewed in the chachamim. Where you can dab marav after plaga mincha doesn't only go on the Shman Esra marav, it goes on kriyashma with the brachas as well. And Taisus says that David kemarav, it goes on kriyashma marav also. You yotze the kriyashma. So Rabbi Kivega quotes from the Prichodesh. Obviously, Taisus thinks the kriyashma lav deraisa. So since kriyashma is only the rabbanon, and the fellow's going to learn something else anyway at night, that's the assumption, he's going to learn something anyway. So the din deraisa b'dibar tabar m'shach v'chol kamecha, the din deraisa really means you have to learn a little bit every day and learn a little bit every night. The Balei HaTosfos, they're going to learn at night. The only shaila is the parsha shema, that's only with the rabbanon. So that David k'marabit. If you want to follow Rabbi Yudah, you can say kriya shema after plaga mincha. If one should assume like the Rambam that kriya shema is deraisa, so how much of kriya shema is deraisa? So the Prima Godim and his Hagdomah to Hilchus Kriyashma in the beginning of Aruch Chaim quotes that there were four different opinions. So how much is deraisa? So he quotes the Ramban's opinion, and the Mechamis says that only Pasuk Rishon is deraisa, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, that's all. And everything else only with the Rabbanan. The Ramban says that's why you have to have Kavona only Pasuk Rishon, you don't have to have Kavona on the rest of the Kriyashma, because Mitzvah Srichas Kavona is a Machloikas. And the Ramban is paskening by mitzvahs deraisa tzrichas kavana, my mitzvahs rabbanan ain't tzrichas kavana. The Magen Avraham quotes such a compromise from the Radvaz that mitzvahs deraisa tzrichas kavana, mitzvahs rabbanan ain't tzrichas kavana. But the Ramban already has it in the Machamis way before that tshuvas haradvaz. The question is, the Gemara never said that you need kavana mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Is machlekes kavana lotzeis. You have to have a mind to the Yotze. The Gemara has a different dog. Gemara is talking about a different kavana. When you say Pasuk Rishon, you have to have kavanas pirush hamilos. When you say the rest of Kriya Shema, there's no need for kavanas pirush hamilos. So we're mixing up two different kavanas. One is kavanas kavana lotzis in dechayvus hamitzvah. The other one is kavanas pirush hamilos. So the Ramban says, and don't tell me that they're two different kavanas. It's hobahatalya. If you hold mitzvah svichas kavana lotzis, then you have to have also kavanas pirush hamilos. And if you all mitzvah saint svichas kavana, then you don't need kavanas pirush hamilos. So we really don't understand why the Ramban says it's totally zevzeh. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik in his Sefer on the Rambam has a famous essay. He distinguishes between the two. Kavana lotzis is one thing, kavanas pirush hamilos is another thing. Really, logically, they should be unrelated. But that's what the Ramban thinks. Ramban's opinion is that only Pasuk Rishon is Deraisa, and that's why you need Kavana Lotzeis, and that's why you have to have Kavanas Pirush and Milas, Toli Zebizet, we don't understand why. And the rest of Kriyashma is only the Rabbanon, so Mitzvah Rabbanon ain't Tzvichas Kavana Lotzeis, and you also don't need Kavanas Pirush and Milas. The other opinion is Shitas Rashi, that Kriyashma Deraisa is Parsha Rishayna, and Parsha Shniyah is only with the Rabbanon. Because in Parsha, and the Gemara has such an idea. The Gemara never says that's the Maskana. The Gemara says, Vishinantam Levanecho, and the first Parsha says, Vishinantam Levanecho, how does it say? Vidibatam Shach Bechav Kamecho. So that goes on Parsha Shema. And the second Parsha, when it says, Alamartam Osmas Benechem, so that goes on Talmud Torah. That doesn't go on Parshas Vahayoyim Shemaya. The reciting, the insistence on reciting Vahayoyim Shemaya, that's only with the Rabban. But in the second parshman it says, Amarta Mos Has Benechem, Shach B'chav Kamecho, only goes B'divre Teiru Hudichsiv. So that's what leads the Rashi Shita. Where do you see Rashi holds like that? The opening Rashi HaMasechas Brochas poses Akasha. The Mishnah says you can't fulfill the mitzvah Kriyashma by Mairiv until after it says Akachovim. So Rashi is bothered with the kasha, but the practice in the days of Bala and Tosis is what? Days of Rashi and Tosis. Is to daven Ma'ariv right after the Shkia. It's not yet Seisa Kachavim. So how are you Yotze Ma'ariv? How are you Yotze Kriyashma? So Tosis says Yotze Kriyashma because we follow Reb Yudah's opinion. You can be Yotze Kriyashma after Plaga Mincha. You could have davened an hour earlier also. Rashi says a different answer. He says, Taka, you're not Yotze Kriyashma. When you daven Ma'ariv early, you're not Yotze Kriyashma. When you're going to go to sleep, you're going to repeat Kriyashma Alamito, when you're going to say Parsha Rishayna, so then you Yotze. So Tosis says the Kasha. The first Tosis on Brachos says the Kasha on Rashi. Kriyashma Alamito, you only say Parsha Rishayna. That's what it says in the Gemara. You only say Parsha Rishayna. So how are you Yotze? So Tosis obviously thinks that both Parshios are deraisa. Shema v'yom Shema, they're both deraisa. Shach v'chol kamecha says in both. And Rashi obviously distinguishes. Rashi holds B'shach b'chav kamecha, on the first parsha refers to parsha Shema, Kriya Shema Deraisa, you have to say dafka this parsha. And the parsha Shniyah means like the Hagisa b'yom v'loyla, goes on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In general, doesn't go dafka on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Taisus disagreed with Rashi, and Taisus holds no, that Kriya Shema Deraisa is the both parshas. Shema b'hoyom Shemaya are both Deraisa. But v'yoymer, that's a different mitzvah. Parshas Vayomer has nothing to do with mitzvahs Kriyashma. That's a different mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Maybe just say that Tosfos told before that it's Rabbanan, that Kriyashma
is the Rabbanan,
and
Machbat is the Rabbanan. Tosfos paskins in Halacha that Kriyashma is the Rabbanan. If one would hold Kriyashma is the Raisa, would you split between the two parshas? So Tosfos can't see any distinction between the two. That's the Hasoga against Rashi. And Rashi holds there's a difference. Rashi holds that only Parsha Rishayna is Deraisa. So then we have to recite Kriya Shema Shel Arba Zeh after Tzeisekachop. Parsha Shniyah is only the Rabbanon, L'chol HaDeis. Parsha Shniyah is only the Rabbanon. So that you can be even before this man of Tzeisekachop. But Vayoymer, the Pashta says that has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. That's a mitzvah, separate mitzvah of Zechirat Tzitzis Mitzrayim. And the Rambam, the Prima Gaon says, the fourth opinion is the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Kriyashma deraisa, Sofik kar Kriyashma, Sofik lakar chayzu v'koyre, Sofik deraisa l'chumre, and then he says, V'kama hu koyre. He says three parshios. It sounds like Shema b'hayam, Shema b'yoyme. Everything is for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So that's a pella. And b'yoyme doesn't say b'shach b'chav kamecha. What has it got to do with Kriyashma? It's a totally unrelated mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Learned that from a totally different person. So that's what the Prima Gaon doesn't explain it. He just points out these are the four opinions. And the Rambam is strange. Why should Vayoyme be part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma? So that's where Rav Soloveitchik gave a famous explanation in the name of Rav Chaim. The Achrayim are bothered with the Kasha when the Rambam wrote his Sefer HaMitzvahs and he lists off what he considers are the Taryag Mitzvahs HaTorah. So he didn't mention the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. He mentions the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim on Lel Pesach, that you have to recite the Haggadah, but he doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. Why not? The Tanoim learned it out from Pesukim. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, the simple teretz could very easily be The Rambam in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvos gives you the 14 Sharashim, the 14 Klolim, the guiding principles that determine whether any given mitzvah belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvos or not. So the Rambam, the first Klali gives us, you only count mitzvahs that are, so you don't include mitzvahs that are Rabbanan. Then the second Klali says, you only count mitzvahs that are Torah Shebichzav. Whatever is a drush of the Torah Shebal Peh, you don't count. So the Ramban says, what's wrong? The Torah Shebal Peh was invented by the rabbis. It's also their Isa. No, the Rambam explains why. The Rambam says, in every generation, the Bezin can come up with new drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. So if they come up with a new drasha with a new mitzvah, so you have to throw out one of the old mitzvahs. If you're going to say there are only 613, what if a Bezin should behold Dabar Dor has? The Rambam quotes, the Ga'onim were of the opinion that literally, Kol Mashad Talmud Vasek Asa V'chadish, Namalol Moshe Messina, every single Sivkotn that says in the Mishnah Brura was told to Moshe Rabbein Hasin. The Rambam says that that's an embarrassment to say like that. There's so many machlekes in the Gemaras. How can it be? Every machlek is based on shikha, that the Klal Yisrael got all of the Torah and they were fighting about everything. That's an embarrassment. The most precious thing we possess is the Torah. We forgot everything. And every daf in Shasta is a machlek. The Rambam says, Chas v'shalom. The dinim were told to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he was given Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Hizbem, and the Bezin should behold the Vador, has the right to Darshan to come up with drushes to read in between the lines, Torah Shabbat Peh. So if in every generation they can come up with another mitzvah, so how can you say there's a limit 613? So the Rambam says, the limit 613, that's on Torah Shebichzav. Torah Shebal Peh, and many more drushes. So this mitzvah, Sipitz Yes Mitzrayim, that's explicit in the Chumash. That's in the Chumash, that's Torah Shebichzav. Zechiras Yes Mitzrayim, that's not explicit in the Chumash, that's a drusha of the Torah Shebal Peh. It says in Chumash, we should bring Korban Pesach, and we should eat Matzah Marah. So the Poshib Shat and the Pasuk gives you. You should eat Pesach, Matzah Marah to remember, we should remember for the rest of our lives. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. This is not Pshuto. Laman Tizkar is Laman Taskir. You should mention. Sometimes the verb Zachor means to remember, and sometimes it means to mention. Lahaskir. So Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. So the Mishnah, so the Minchas Chinuch quotes from the earlier Achrayim, the Poshet, the reason why the Rambam didn't include the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's a drush of the Torah Shebal Peh, and he wrote in the Klolim, in the Shoresh Sheni, that you don't include drushes of Torah Shebal Peh, you only include the psukim that are explicit in Torah Shebal Peh. So that's a simple teretz on the Kasha. Why the Rambam didn't count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. And Mishem Rab Chaim, Rav Salvechik was fond of saying over two answers. So one of the answers is Yodua B'Shem Rav Chaim. And the other answer, only Rav Salvechik has somehow the family in Eretz Yisrael, never heard of the other answer. So the one answer that everybody, the family in Eretz Yisrael says, and they all say, is that the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. Kol Yimei Chayecha. What is kol? Kol is a ribuy. So kol Yimei Chayecha means lahavi halelois, that you chayv even balayla. Kol Yimei Chayecha means Lohavi Limos HaMashiach, even Limos HaMashiach. So if Kol goes on Limos HaMashiach, then you don't have to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by Ma'ariv. There is no Chiyuv Balayla. And if it goes Balayla, then you don't have to mention Limos HaMashiach. So since the Rambam paskins that Kol goes on Leilois, so the Rambam holds Limos HaMashiach, we won't be obligated to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rambam has one of his Klolim, I think the third, of the Sharoshim is you don't include a mitzvah which is not Nahegas Ledoiras. If something is only Hairoa Shoah, the Rambam gives a mashal, Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to Harei Mismatcha Hal Ayam Uvkoeyu. He should split the Yamsuf. So you're going to keep that. Was a tzivri from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that was once in the history of the world. They were instructed during the 40 years of the Midbar not to leave over the month till the morning. Even if the month will fall down now, there wouldn't be any prohibition about leaving over the month till the morning. So the Rambam doesn't include that in the Minyan on mitzvahs. You only include mitzvahs that are noig l'doiris. That's the Rashi on the opening pasuk in Parshas Tzav. Rashi quotes from the Sifra, Ein Tzav l'loshen ziris miyada l'doiris. Mitzvah is a technical term, means an obligation which is binding forever. So since the Rambam paskins, Kol Yimei Chayecha goes on leilois, so l'mos ha-mashiach, the mitzvah will not be noig. So if it's not noig l'mos ha-mashiach, it's called the Hayro Ashoah. It's a Hayro Ashoah for a few thousand years. But strictly speaking, that's a Hayro Ashoah. If it won't be Noig Moshe HaMashiach, it's a Hayro Ashoah. So that's why the Rambam didn't count. So this is the teretz that's Yodua b'shem Rab Chaim. And then Rab Soloveitchik published another teretz. I remember once I spoke to Rab David Soloveitchik. He says he never heard of the second teretz. He never heard of this. So Rab Soloveitchik said another teretz b'shem Rab Chaim. The Rambam doesn't count Zechiris Tzitzit and Tzraim because he holds that it's one mitzvah together with Kriya Shema. Why? Because Kriya Shema is deraisa, means you have to say this parsha, not just to be Mavis Edrit, to learn whatever Daf Yomi or Mishnah is, Mishnah Yom is. No, you have to say this parsha. Why this parsha? Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. So the Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim is like it says in Aseres HaDibas, Anochi Hashem Alakecha, Asher Hotzisicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. We know that Anochi Hashem Alakecha because our ancestors experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Shema Yisrael Hashem Alkein Hashem Echod, we know that it's true because Ani Hashem Alakecha Mashor Tzayishchem Yeretz Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is to support the Kabbalah Salmachah Shemaim. How do we know that it's true that Hashem Alakein Hashem Echod? Because our ancestors experienced it. So that's why the Rambam didn't count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah, because it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema Darais means you have to, Kriya Shema Darais means you're not yotze with any Mabes Sedra. You have to say this parasha. The nature of the mitzvah is Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. So it should be Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim while Yidei Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if you say it like that, then you understand what the Prima Gaudim pointed out. The Rambam holds all the three parashas are Darais. So it doesn't make sense. How can it be? The first two parashas, it says B'shach B'chav Kumecha. The third parasha doesn't say B'shach B'chav Kumecha. It's a different, it's a legamri, a different mitzvah of Zechiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why does the Rambam say that three parashas are all part of Kriya Shema? The answer is no, on the level of the Raisa, Zechiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim is a chelik of the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. You look in the Rambam, there's a startling statement. Where Rambam paskins Kriya Shema the Raisa, so therefore, Sofik Kara Kriya Shema, Sofik Loi Kara Chayz V'Koyrei, the Rambam adds on two words, Im Bir Choseh, Chayz V'Koyrei, Im Bir Choseh. The person is a little tired, and he doesn't remember whether he said Kriya Shema or not. He's half asleep, so he has to repeat Kriya Shema, Sofik Darais, with the Birchas Kriya Shema. The Birchas Kriya Shema for sure is the Rabbanon. Sofik Brachas L'Hakol, because all the Brachas are the Rabbanon. Sofik, if you said Birchas Hamazon, if you ate Gidei Sviya, Sofik has said Birchas Hamazon, that'll be Sofik Derais Elochomer. But Sofik, if the Rambam writes, if there's a Sofik, if you're obligated to fulfill any given mitzvah, so you have to do the mitzvah, but you don't say the bracha. Sofik Brachas Lahakel. The Rabbi disagrees. The Rabbi holds, the Rabbi is Masig on the Rambam. The Rabbi is in three different places. One place is Hilchas Milo. If you have Milos Androgynous, Androgynous has Eber Zachos and Eber Nakvus. So it's a suffix whether he's a zohar or an akeva. So you have to do the bris milah, but you don't say a bracha. The Rama holds you don't say a bracha. The Rabbi holds no. Whenever there's a suffix, the Rai says you go luchumri not only on the mitzvah, on the bracha as well. And we don't pass like the Rabbi, we pass like the Rambam. Suffix, the Rai says luchumri is on the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah, you don't say the bracha. So I come over here, the Rambam says suffix kara kriyashma. Suffix loy kara chayz v'kayre im bir chayseha. Why don't you say Safik the Rabbanon Lakula by the Birchas Kriya Shema? So the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam quotes the Rashba, and the Tshuva was bothered with this discussion. And he answers the Rambam's opinion is apparently that the Takana the Rabbanon of this only Takana the Rabbanon of Birchas Kriya Shema is different from the Takana the Rabbanon of Birchas HaMitzvah. When you put on tefillin, when you put on a talis, whenever you do a mitzvah, so there's a mitzvah to do the mitzvah, menatoira, let's say, and then midrabbanon, you have to say a bracha, they're unrelated. So on, if you have a suffix, whether you shook a lulav, whether the lulav was, you shook a lulav, a suffix, whether the lulav was kosher, so suffix, the rice and the chumer is suffix, on the mitzvah, you have to shake the lulav again, and the suffix on the bracha is a separate suffix, they're two separate sveikas, suffix, the rabbanon lekula. The Rambam apparently thinks that kach tikno chachamim, that whenever you say Kriya Shema, you have to recite the Brichas Kriya Shema alone. So even though the Kriya Shema is only b'tarah sofik, sofik kara, Kriya Shema sofik loy kara, you have to be chayza b'kari in Brichas Tev. Kach tikno chachamim. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Tshuva of Rashba. What does it mean? So the Prima Gaudim understands it in a very bland fashion. Kach tikno chachamim. And Rav Soloveitchik said, no, what it means is the following. There's another Tshuva Sarashbo. They're two different. There's another Tshuva Sarashbo where the Rashbo points out that basically by Shachris and by Ma'ariv, there are three Birchas Kriyashma. By Ma'ariv, there's a fourth one. By Ma'ariv, we say Hashkiveinu. Hashkiveinu is a different bracha. That's we should have a good night's sleep and we should wake up in the morning. The Gemara says sometimes, let's say the fellow didn't dive Ma'ariv until 4 o'clock in the morning. That's not the normal time that people are going to sleep, 4 o'clock in the morning. So the Gemara says, then you only say Birchas Kriyashma by Ma'ariv, the three brachas, and you leave at Hashkiveinu. So basically, just like by Shachris, there are only three Birchas Kriyashma. By Ma'ariv, basically, there are also only three Birchas Kriyashma. Hashkiveinu is a separate bracha. So what's the story with the three Birchas Kriyashma? So the Rashbam, the other tshuva, points out, each of the three Birchas Kriyashma spell out more Baharchova, the themes that are contained within the three parashas of Shema. The first parasha is Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. So the first bracha, by Shachris and by Ma'ariv, spells out the theme that's contained in the parasha Rishayna. Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. So we believe in the unity of God. There were Umas HaOlam who believed that there's a God of light and a God of darkness. So we insist you have to be maske midas yom balayla midas layla bayom. We say, Mariyam, maybe Loyla, etc. Yotzeror, Baruch HaShem, Shalom, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created everything. There's one God who created everything. There isn't a God of light and a God of darkness. And in Shachris, we add on to the Loshen, Kihu Levado, in the first Baruch HaKriyashma, Kihu Levado, Poel Gvuros, Osech HaDoshos, Ba Mulchamos, Eretz Dokos, Matzmiach HaShos, everything. There's one God who's in control of everything in the world. That's called Yichud HaShem. Yichud HaShem doesn't only mean we only believe in one God as opposed to more than one God. We believe that God is in full control of everything in the world. Rav Soloveitchik has in one of his drushes a complaint that people, even Talmid Chacham, even rabbis in their shuls, act as if there are others, as if the Balabatim are in control of the shul. So they have to kowtow to the Balabatim, to the president of the shul, to make sure they don't fire him. He said, that's a violation of Yichud HaShem. Yichud HaShem means God is in full control. The rabbi should act the way he's supposed to act and rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam is in control, that the Balabatim are not going to fire you. We always act in a political fashion. We have to be politically correct. He shouldn't be. He was never politically correct. Rav Soloveitchik was never politically correct. He was always on the losing team. He couldn't care when he used to belong to Aguda, Aguda was on the losing team. And then when he switched to Mizrahi, Mizrahi was the losing team. And he was upset. Every year he would speak for the Mizrahi at their annual convention. So one year he was criticizing the position that the Mizrahi took in government in Eretz Yisrael. So somebody from Eretz Yisrael sent him a letter. One of the Mizrahi leaders sent him a letter. Sharagai sent him a letter that I understand that you're threatening to resign from the Mizrahi. So he wrote him back a letter that was printed. He said, I didn't threaten to resign. When a husband and the wife have an argument, they're holding by getting divorced already. I thought that the Mizrahi took the wrong position. I'm not going to go back to the Aguda. And he wrote in the letter, I was pressured many times to go back to the Aguda. And he says, he feels closer to the people in the Aguda. They're Talmid HaChachamim more so than in the Mizrahi. But he says he holds in principle that they're wrong. He says more politically correct for him would be to go back to the Aguda, but he holds that their position about Medina Yisrael is not correct. So you understand when he said it, it's really so. You shouldn't do what's politically correct. You have to do what is correct. And we believe that the Yichud Hashem, the God, is in full control of everything. So that's exactly the thing. Kihu levado poel gvuros osech hadoshos bal molchamos eretz dokos, etc., etc., etc. That's all Yichud Hashem. So the first bracha of Kriyat Shema spells out the theme of the first parsha. The second bracha of Kriyat Shema spells out the theme of the second parsha. The Gemara says in brachas, in the end of the first parak, that if a person woke up in the morning and he started davening, he's supposed to say Birchas HaTorah before he starts davening, before Pesukei Dezimra. If he didn't, and then he says, Abba Rabba. So the Gemara says he can be Yotze Birchas HaTorah with Abba Rabba. Abba Rabba basically is a Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara says it's not the bracha that they were misaken. The bracha is Lasik B'divisar, Harvna, and so on. The more correct is to say the real Birchas HaTorah beforehand. But if one failed to say Birchas HaTorah before the davening, so he can be Yotze Birchas HaTorah with Abba Rabba. And the Gemara says the main theme the theme of the first Parsha Rishayna of Shema is Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. The theme of Parsha Shnei is Kabbalah Sal Torah and Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. That's the main theme. So that's what we say in Havarab and Abba Solem. The same Abba Solem is also by Meir. Also, the main theme is Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah Shnei Rishayna Mitzvahs. And just like the Gemara, this doesn't say explicitly in the Gemara, but this is what later Poskimism. Just like the Gemara says that if one forgot to recite Birchas HaTorah in the morning, he can be Yotze with Abba Rabba before Kriya Shema. So too, if one didn't say Birchas HaTorah, he can be Yotze with Abba Solem by Ma'ariv. What do you mean he didn't say Birchas HaTorah? He had all day long to say Birchas HaTorah. So they quote from the Beis Halevi like this, that when a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah, he becomes Bar Mitzvah Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad. So the Pashtus, he becomes Bar Mitzvah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. So Yid Gimel Shanim would be completed on Vav Adar. People make a mistake. Balabatim make a mistake. Rabbanim make a mistake. Rav Soloveitchik used to say Balashon Nekiyah. Balabatim make a mistake. He didn't say Rabbanim make a mistake. That they think Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. Becomes Bar Mitzvah on Ches Adar. Yid Gimel Shanim V'Yom Echad. So he says on Hey Adar. So he said no. Yud Gimel Shanim, where Moshe Rabbeinu was born Zayin Adar. So Yud Gimel Shanim would be finished on Vav Adar. That's the last day of the 13th year. So that he becomes Bar Mitzvah on Leil Zayin Adar. That's the Yom Echad. That's the first day into the 14th year. So when does he become Bar Mitzvah? So we assume by Ma'ariv. He becomes Bar Mitzvah by Ma'ariv. So the Shaila is, but he said, the little kid said Birchas HaTorah in the morning. He was still a cotton. So how can you be Yotze Birchas HaTorah? The kid's going to say Kriya Shema now. And he said Birchas HaTorah when he was a cotton. He can't be Yotze Mitzvah Deraisa. If you did the mitzvah b'kapnusa, you should repeat the mitzvah again b'gadlusa. So how can you rely on the birchas hatorah that you said in the morning? So that's the famous word from the Beis Halevi, and other gedolim said the same. When the kid is bar mitzvah, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu is bar mitzvah the night of Zayin Adar, when he davens Ma'ariv, you should have in mind when he says Abba Solem to be Yotzei birchas hatorah. Then just like Gemara says, when you say Abba Rabba in the morning, it can be Yotzei birchas hatorah. When you say Abba Solem at night, it's the same thing.
Can you just be Yotze that morning with the Gadol?
Can you be Yotze what?
Say the bracha of him in the morning, that day, the day is turning Bar Mitzvah at night. During the day, could you have just been Yotze with the Gadol singing for him? Would that work?
Who, the kid? But still, he was only Yotze Midrabbanan. He was a cotton then. When he said Birchas HaTorah in the morning, either he said on his own, he heard from someone else, but he was only Yotze B'Katnuso. So you can't be Yotze B'Gadluscha, a mitzvah that he did B'Katnuscha. So you should have to, however he was Yotze in the morning, Birchas HaTorah, he should have to repeat it again at night. You shouldn't have to, shouldn't be allowed to wait till tomorrow morning. He's going to learn tonight, he's going to say Kriya Shema tonight. So what's going to be with the Birchas HaTorah for tonight? He's going to say a pshatl tonight at his bar mitzvah party. He's going to learn a little bit. He has to do his homework for class, for yeshiva. So that's what the Beis HaLevi said. He should have in mind when he says the Abba Solem that it should serve as the Birchas HaTorah. Then the third parsha is the theme of the third parsha. The reason why we say the third parsha is not so much because of the Kriya Shema. The Gemara in Brachas gives an additional five reasons why they chose Vayomer. But the main reason why they chose Vayom is because it was Chiyos Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the theme of the third part of the third bracha, both by Shachris and Mamar, Emes V'Yamuna, Emes V'Yatzu, clearly the theme of the third bracha is Gual Yisrael, the Gual of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have to add on the Talmud Yerushalmi quotes the Tosefta. You don't need the Yerushalmi. The Tosefta has this, but all the Rishonim quote the Talmud Yerushalmi quotes the Braisa from this Tosefta that you should enhance the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim every day by Shachris and by Ma'ariv, by adding on, you don't have to add on to mention all the Esamakas of Yitzias Mitzrayim, you should enhance the fulfillment of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim by mentioning Makas Becheris and Kriyas Yamsuf. That's what we do both by Shachris and by Ma'ariv. In Emes V'Yatzev, Emes Amunah, you mention Makas Becheris and you mention Kriyas Yamsuf. And then you conclude, Goal Yisrael, the same is true, there is a din of Asikin. There's a heder of Asikin. What is the heder? So the heder of Asikin, Asikin means Hasidim. Hasidim Anshei Mais. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Hasidim did wrong. Hasidim, about. Ben Tam is like a misnagid. Whatever the chassidim do is all wrong. So he said, the vasikin, he used to say kriyashma before hanetz. They're not yaitze. If you do like vasikin, you're not yaitze. You're only yaitze kriyashma if you say yefto hanetz acham. There are people that daven vasikin every day, then they say kriyashma again because of the rabbi in the top. Ben Tam and Yuma holds that you're not yaitze if you do like the vasikin. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. Generally accepted opinion, vasikin did kiddin. They did kiddin. Maybe the chassidim are doing shalai kiddin, but those chassidim, the vasikin, some of that they did kiddin. So they said kriyashma right before hanetzachama, and shmones right after hanetzachama. They didn't have watches, so how did they know when it's going to be hanetzachama? So that's what the Ramban points out. And the Malcham is the beginning of brachas. They used to wake up early. They used to start davening. Then they said kriyashma. Then they would say baruch atah Hashem gol yisrael. Then they would wait and wait. It would take sometimes 10-15 minutes. Then they would say shmones esrei. So the vasikin, most of the time, didn't have smichas gula l'tfila, because they didn't have a watch. How do they go? Now it's easy. You have a watch, and you know, you have the chart and the new up top. You say, no one's going to be vasikin. So the Gemara says that once there was one of the Amaroim, he said, kriyashma ki vasikin, and he had a smile on his face the whole day. So Taisus says, what's the big deal? So Taisus says, no, he said vasikin with smichas gula l'tfila. So Vaita, what's the big deal? So the Ramban says, of course a big deal. If you don't have a watch, so 99% of the time it's not going to be like that. So the one day that he hit it on the nail, he hit the nail on the head, he said, Kriyashma before Netzachama. He said, Gwal, he said, Shmanes, right after. Everything worked out. So that day he had a smile on his face the whole day. So that's the Midas Chasidus, we assume, not like the Rabbein Tam, who says, you're not Yotze. We assume the Midas Chasidus is to say Kriyashma immediately before Netzachama, and Shmanes immediately after, based on the Pasuk, until Yeruchim Shamish, Yeruchim, we demonstrate that Yerushamayim, as the sun is rising, how do we demonstrate that Yerushamayim, Yeruchim Im Shamish, to recite Kriyashma right before Netzachama, and Shmanes right after Netzachama. But then the Gemara has, there's a Mishnah Brachas, a man is in the mikveh. He doesn't have his talis and tefillin on. He doesn't have any clothes on. And and the sun is about to rise, so he should quickly say kriyashma. Because of vasikin. What vasikin? He's not going to daven shma nesrei in the mikveh. So obviously you see from the Mishnah, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, obviously you see from the Mishnah, that there's another inyan of vasikin unrelated to the shma nesrei. Preferable to lechatchila, the mitzvah b'shlimus, is to recite kriyashma soon before hanetzachama. You shouldn't say kriyashma before Mashiach or Schaver, Berichuk Dalaram. That's something like 35 minutes. New York, something like 35 minutes before sunrise. So let's say now, sun rises, I think it says downstairs on the chart, sun rises 5:31, or something like that. So approximately. So let's say a person, some people are going to sleep at 5:31. So let's say the guy happens to wake up at 5:15. So he should, he has to go to the bathroom, let's say. So if he wakes up 5:15 and he has time to say Kriyashma, he should say Birchas HaTorah, he should say Shema Yisrael, and go back to sleep. And then daven at 8 o'clock minyan, whatever it is. Because there's a Hidur of Vasikin, even unrelated to the Shema Nesra. Even he's not going to daven Tefillah B'tzivah now. He's not going to get dressed either. He's not going to put on talis and tefillah. There's a Hidur to say Kriyashma Ki Vasikin. So when a person says Kriyashma Ki Vasikin, and he's not going to say Emes V'yatziv, so more correct is he should say Moedim Alach Nolach Al. He should add on Moedim Alach Nolach Al Shehotzi Son of the Eretz Mitzrayim. Al Sheharakta Es Becharehim Es Becharenu Hitzalta. Al Shekarakta Lona Sayam Behavatan Em Socha Becharav. He should add that on because the Gemara says there were those who didn't say by Meirav, they didn't say Emes V'yamuna. But still they had to say something after they finished Kriyashma. They said the third parasha of Kriyashma. The Gemara said, they said approximately this nusach, Moedim Alach Nolach, Al Shehotzi the Son of the Eretz Mitzrayim. So Mistam, if a person wants to, wakes up at 5:15, and he wants to, instead of just going back to sleep and losing the whole Basikin Lagamre, he can fulfill the Hidur of Basikin when he gets to the Kriyashma. So he should enhance the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We assume, the Gemara says, that the Zman, Sov Zman Kriyashma, applies not only to the first two parishes, it applies to Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim also. The Shagasari asks why. He doesn't understand why. So Rav Soloveitchik said, I understand why. Like Rav Chaim said, that the third parasha is a chelik, it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's a chelik of the Kriyashma, Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, Al Yidei, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then you have to enhance the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, maybe Minatara, maybe Midrabana, whatever, by mentioning Makas Bechoris and Kriyas Yamsuf. So you should add on. One who's saying Kriyashma and not going to finish off with Emes V'yatziv. So let him say Moedim Anachna Loch. Let him say that that additional statement. So again, this is a Tshuvas HaRashba like that. There are two Tshuvas HaRashba. So the second Tshuvas HaRashba, which the Kes Mishnah does not quote, the second Tshuvas HaRashba writes that basically there are three brichas Kriya Shema, and each bracha spells out the theme of each one of the three parshias of Kriya Shema. The theme of the first parsha is Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. So that's Haske Midas Yom Balayla, Midas Laila Bayom. And Kihul Avada Peel Gvuras, that's Yichud Hashem. Hashem is in charge and control of everything that's happening in the world. The second parsha is Kabbalah Sol Torah, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. So that's why the second bracha, both by Shachris and by Ma'ariv, is really a Bichas HaTorah. We mentioned about the Torah Mitzvahs, Chukim Mishpatim. We mentioned about Shmiras HaMitzvahs as well. And the theme of the third parsha, the main theme, there are five additional themes, but the main theme of the third parsha is Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we say Goal Yisrael, and we enhance the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by mentioning also Makas Bechoris and Kriyas Yamsuf. So with this, Rav Soloveitchik understood the first Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba says that only here the Rambam says Safek Kara Kriyas Shema, Safek Kara Chayza V'Kara Im Birchas Seah. Why? Because when you put on talis and tefillin, when you do another mitzvah, you say a bracha, they're two separate kiyumim. The tefillin is one mitzvah, and the birchas mitzvah is another mitzvah. By Kriyas Shema, the takana was you should say Kriyas Shema al seder abrachas. The brachas spell out the themes of the Kriyas Shema. So if you're going to say Kriyas Shema without the brachas, it's an midrabanan. The Kriyas Shema is incomplete. If you put on a talis or tefillin without a bracha, the talis and tefillin is a mitzvah bishlei musa. You fail to fulfill the mitzvah of the rabbanan of birchas hamitzvah. If you say Kriyas Shema without the bracha, not that you're missing, not that you fulfilled Kriyas Shema bishlei musa and you fail to fulfill another mitzvah. No, you didn't fulfill Kriyas Shema bishlei musa. The whole idea of Birchas Kriyas Shema is to spell out the themes, to emphasize and to elaborate on the themes that are contained within the three parshas of Shema. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that's what the Rashba meant to say. With this, he thought this is perhaps the teretz on another stira in the Rambam, which the Kesher Mishnah points out. The Gemara has a din, one should not be mishanim im abeir shetov ha-chachamim bebrochas. The chachamim formulated a nusach ha-brocha, so you should say the nusach ha-brocha. So the Rambam says, what if a person, instead of saying asher yotze, the way the chachamim instituted, he makes up his own nusach, English, Hebrew, whatever, and it says basically the same thing it says in asher yotze, but totally different formation. So the Rambam says, b'deyeved yoytze, but you did wrong. You should, it's not proper. Mishan b'yesh atav chamei brochas, ein ala toya. Toya, you did wrong, but you yoytze b'deyeved. And Birchas Kriyas Shema, the Rambam sounds like he says, if you're Mishana from the Nusach of the Chacham, you can say Birchas Kriyas Shema in translation in English, but it has to be a literal translation. If you're going to say over the themes, let's say, instead of saying the first Bracha Kriyas Shema, so the person will say, I believe in the unity of God, there's only one God, and that God is in full control of everything in the world. They're going to say all the themes of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, but he doesn't say the way the Chachamim instituted it. He doesn't say it in the original Hebrew or in the translation. So the Rambam sounds like he says, you're not Yotze. Not just, Ein Ela Toya. You did wrong, Lachatchili. You're not Yotze, but you have it. Ha'itochen, why is it different from Mary? In Hilchas Tfilo, Rambam says, B'negeh Tushman Es, B'negeh Tashi Yotze, any other bracha, if he mishanah the Nusach, Yotze, but you have it. How come Birchas Kriyas Shema is different? Rav Soloveitchik suggested, because the Birchas Kriyas Shema is one kiyum together with the Kriyas Shema. And Kriyas Shema, there's a din, has to be kichsova, has to be the way it says in the Chumash. That's a machlokes hatanaim. If you say Kriyas Shema in translation, is that considered kichsova? So he passed in Kriyas Shema in translation is kichsova, but it has to be a literal translation. Can't just say, we have to put on tefillin shal yad and shal rosh, we have to put a mezuzah on the door. You say all the themes that appear in, we have to love God. You say all the themes that say in we have to es Hashem Elokecha, but it's not a literal translation, then you're not Yaitse. It has to be a literal translation of the original Hebrew. It has to be Kirchsovo. So even though the Birchas Kriyas Shema don't appear in Tanakh, how can you talk about Kirchsovo? Once the Chachamim are Mesakein, that Birchas Kriyas Shema is a chelek of the Kriyas Shema, it enhances, it's one kin with the Kriyas Shema. Kriyas Shema al seder abrachas. So you need kichsava for that, but you can't say kichsava. You have to have kinus chasa. If you're going to say shem mishanim and bersh tabach chachamim, so it's like saying kriyashma shaloi kichsava. So dafket by brichas kriyashma, the Rambam says, you're not even yoytze b'riyad. So it's because of this pshat of Rav Chaim, this Tshuvas HaRashba, because of this, the Rav Soloveitchik said, in the name of Rav Chaim, let's say the shul davens on Shabbos morning at 9 o'clock. So if you're going to daven 9 o'clock, they're going to miss the Sozma Kriyashma. So the Mishnah Berurah gives you a solution. Before you go to, they announce in shul, Sozma Kriyashma is 9:11, whatever. So everybody says Kriyashma before they go to shul, or before they start Shacharis. And then the Mishnah says in Brochus, if you didn't say Kriyashma before the Sof Hazman, La Hifsid. What do you mean, La Hifsid? La Hifsid are Brochus. You can still say the Brochus. So a lot of people do that. They daven at the 9 o'clock minyan, they say Kriyashma before, and then they say the Brichus Kriyashma later, after the Sof Hazman Kriyashma, and they say Shman Esrei, before the Sof Hazman Shman Esrei. So Rav Soloveitchik said from his grandfather, Rav Chaim, that that's not the correct thing to do. The B'diyevit you do like that. But L'chatchila, it's preferable to daven b'yichidus on Shabbos morning. If the only minyan in town is 9 o'clock, preferable to daven b'yichidus to recite Kriyashma with the Birchas Kriyashma before the Sof Hazman. Why? Because the Takanas Chachamim was that this is the more correct way to fulfill Kriyashma. I'll say the Rav Brachas. You have to say the Brachas also during this mana Kriyashma. Rabbi Sol Salanta had three most outstanding, had many Talmidim, had many followers. He had three most outstanding.
Do you need to say Amisviyatza before this
month? Right. So you should say Amisviyatza before this month. Right. So Rabbi Sol Salanta had one of his most outstanding Talmidim was Rabbi Yitzchak Petterburger, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer. When I was growing up, his face, his picture always appeared on the Pushkins when they were collecting money for Eretz Yisrael. He had a beard with one point on the bottom. And he wrote the Nakel Shadus Tshuvas Pri Yitzchak. Very beautiful Shadus Tshuvas. So I think this may be the first Tshuva, the second Tshuva in the Sefer. He comes to that conclusion, that it's better to daven B'yichidus. He always had the problem. St. Petersburg, the sun rose very early in the morning, and the shul and the davening, they always miss the Sozman Kriyashma. Unless you're going to daven at 5 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos morning. So it was always a problem over there. So St. Petersburg is very close to the North Pole, so all the Zmanim are wacky. So that's what he writes in his tshuva. He holds like that. That it's preferable to say Kriyashma with the Birchas Kriyashma Toch Hazman, rather than to say the Kriyashma first, not like the Mishnah Berurah. Not like the Mishnah Berurah.
So what's the milah then of saying Kriyashma Kivasikim, just if it's Kriyashma alone, if you're going
to
be...
With that brachas, yeah, that's a Mishnah. The guy's in the mikveh, he's not dressed. So he only says Kriyashma, and doesn't say the brachas. The Ramban sounds like he holds that Kriyashma Kivasikim is a hidu deraisim, is a kiyam deraisim.
Even though you're losing the chelik shetikim
brachon? Yeah. Right. Even though you're not fulfilling Kriyashma al Seder Abrachas, that's only a Hidu Derabbanan. But this Hidu, to say Kriyashma Kivasikin, that's a Hidu Derais.
So if someone were to say with the Brachas afterwards, before the Sof Zman Kriyashma, would the fact that he said it earlier be mopped to that Kriyashma later? Or is that like he really got everything?
He did what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to say Kriyashma Kivasikin. Okay. You don't, when you say Kriyashma Kivasikin, without Shman Esri, you don't have to say the Brachas. That's a Beferish Mishnah. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of pointing out the Rambam in the Hilchas Kriyashma. The Rambam is quoting the Mishnah, Loma Kodma Parsha Shema. In the Chumash Shema, Evahayoyim Shema and Vayoyimer are in different places. They're not near each other. So why did they decide to put in Vayoyimer is before? Vayoyimer Tzitzis is from Shlach. So why they decide to put Vayom at the end? So the Mishnah says, Lama Kodban Parsha Shema Vayom Shema, Lama Kodban Parsha Vayom Shema, the Parsha is Vayom. So the Mishnah, Rabbi Shulben Korcho, says, I think, Lama Kodban Parsha Shema, because Shema has Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. So the Rambam in Hilchas Kriyashma wants to define what constitutes Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. So he says, Yichudai, we believe in one God, unity of God, Ahavasai, you have to love God, That's part of Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. We're supposed to have Kavanah for Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. In Talmudai, and then he adds on Shehu Hikra Gorl Shakol Taliboy. So Rasa Levitchi comes to Talmudai means to learn Torah. Vishinantam Levanecha in the first parsha. So he understood Talmudai means Talmud Torah. And he understood also, second premise, he understood. He understood that that refers back to Talmudai. One could have read, Vuhu Ikar HaGadol means all three. Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim is the Ikar HaGadol Shakol Taliboy. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't read it like that. He understood, number one, that Talmudai means Talmud Torah. And number two, Vuhu Ikar HaGadol goes on Talmudai. That Talmud Torah, Rabbi Soloveitchik, as you may have heard, had an obsession for learning. He was Meshugah L'Davar Echad. So his obsession was Talmud Torah, Liman HaTorah, that's the Ikar HaGadol, that's the most important thing in Judaism is Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, and the correct way to obtain Kabbalah Samach Shemayim is by sitting and learning all day and all night. There are those who say, who Ikar HaGadol goes on the whole paragraph, on Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Then somebody published an essay in English recently in the Flatbush Torah Journal that they have in English, where he claims that the word Talmud doesn't refer to Talmud Torah. He says it means studying about God. Okay, but that's how Rav Soloveitchik understood. There is a Tosfos in the beginning of the second perek in Brachos, where Tosfos speaks about Parsha Rishayna has Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. So Tosfos says, Abbas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. What does it say? Yiras Hashem doesn't say in Shema. It says Hashem Lekach Atira somewhere else. That's not over here. So the Mefarshim yes can Tosfos. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that Abbas Hashem Yiras Hashem are two mitzvahs that are interconnected. To the extent that you're going to have Abba, if you love the Ribbono Shel Olam lovey dovey, that's going to take away from Yiras Hashem. If you're going to have Yiras, the guy's going to be shaking all day long. Mipacha, the Ribbono Shel Olam is here, then it's going to take away from Abbas Hashem. So everyone has to find some balance between Abbas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. To the extent you're going to have Abba, it's going to take away a little bit from the Yira. And we want to have some kind of a balance between both of these mitzvahs. So when Tosfos says that the first parasha Rishayna contains within it Abbas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, I mean, Abbas Hashem says we have to say Hashem Lekecha, but Yiras Hashem is always interconnected with Abbas Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik's practice was in his where he davened in the Maimonides. They used to say Maravis to add on the piyutim in Brichas Kriyas Shema on the Yomim Tovim. On Rosh Hashanah there is no Maravis because years ago people used to fast there of Rosh Hashanah, so they're starving. Today I don't know anybody fasts. People.
I think it's the opposite. The Maravis doesn't fast, so they are mashlim. They should say Maravis so they go to a nacht.
I don't know. So his meaning was that he didn't say Maravis Leil Rosh Hashanah because the people are hungry. So that's why you don't say Maravis on Leil Rosh Hashanah. And the other Leil Yamim Tovim, so they used to say Maravis. They composed piyutim for So his family tradition was that you don't say, like the Rama, you don't say piyutim in the middle of Birchas Kriyas Shema, it's a hefsek. But he felt in America, because the conservatives and the reform are changing, they're cutting out things from the Siddur, they're changing everything. So he said, we have to show them that you got to say every single word in the Siddur. The first time in my life that he ever said all the kinnis on Tisha B'Av was when I was by Rav Soloveitchik for Tisha B'Av. And all the shuls that I davened before then, the people had to go to work on Tisha B'Av in the morning. So you can't, who has time to say all the kinnis? They used to abridge and they used to say the easier ones. The Hebrew was easier. And he insisted you got to say every single word that's printed in the Siddur. So in the shul, even though it was against his family tradition, he insisted you got to say all of my rovers at night. But the piyutim in the morning and Birchas Kriyas Shema, that he left out. They quote also the Maril has this idea, because we're afraid that if you're going to say the piyutim in the middle of Birchas Kriyas Shema, he may get so involved in saying piyutim, he may miss the Zman Kriyas Shema. So that was his minik. He didn't say the piyutim in Birchas Kriyas Shema in the morning. He mentioned the other day that Rav Chaim Volozhiner was insistent to have printed in the Machzorim and in the Sidurim when you say Marovis by Mayrev on Leil Yontif, So many of the, most of the machzorim, sidurim, have that you change the nusach habracha. Instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, so they change it, Baruch Atah Hashem Tzul Yisrael B'Goalo. So Rav Chaim Alojan has said from the Vilna Gaon that it's not right, you're not supposed to change the nusach habracha. The Gemara says, we mentioned yesterday, we've been discussing a little bit, that every bracha should be pasachas b'baruch, except if it's a bracha asmucha l'chavato, or if it's b'chus kriyashma. So let's say, Abba Rabba, Abba Solom, is a bracha asmucha l'chavato, so it's not pasachas b'baruch. Hakam emes v'yatsev is not pasachas b'baruch. So this is a big machlekes harishonim. So some rishonim say, it's smucha l'chavato to Abba Rabba. Just like Abba Rabba, Abba Solom is smucha l'chavato to the first bracha, emes v'yatsev is smucha to that as well. So it is smucha l'chavato. And others disagree and they say no. When the Brisa says there are exceptions to the rule, every bracha should be pasachas b'baruch, unless it's smucha l'chavato, or another exception to the rule is b'chus kriyashma, that emes v'yatsev doesn't have to be smucha l'chavato. It isn't smucha l'chavato. Smucha l'chavato means it's a series of brachas. Abba Rabba is the end of the series. You say, Mar Baravim, or bracha, what's the first bracha? Yetzer Amoris, then you say Abba Rabba, Abba Solom, that's the end of the series. So if that's the end of the series, so then the Sfardim ought to say, Amen. Because the Minik Sfard we mentioned, yes, the Minik Sfard is whenever you have a series of brachas, not only by Birchas Hamazon, when you say, Bein Rachma v'Yishalayim Amen, whenever you have a series of brachas. So this led a group of Rishonim to always say Kel Melech Neman before Shema. Called Kel Melech Neman is the Rosh HaTevis Amen. So they're answering Amen al Birchas Atzmon. Because they held that the series is concluded, there is a series of bracha, series is concluded before you start kriyashma. And emes v'yatsev stands alone, and it's not a smucha l'chavato. You don't have to have smucha l'chavato, you don't have to be posachas b'baruch, kach tikna chachamim.
Didn't we say yesterday, according to the second
Shitan,
that if you have
psukim
before, you don't need to have baruch in the beginning of
bracha? Yeah, I think it means psukim of shevach, but here it's psukim of Talmud Torah. Psukah de zimra, psukim of shevach. So you're warming up. The brach is always a shevach, so you said shvachim in the psukah de zimra. But brachas of psukim of kriyashma, I think, doesn't qualify like kriyas ha-Torah. The psukim of kriyas ha-Torah don't qualify, so the brach after has to be Pasachas b'baruch. According to some Rishonim, so emes v'yatsev is the end of the series. It is smucha l'chavato. So then you should say amen. So why don't you say amen after Goal Yisrael? So the Rambam, I think, writes, you can't say amen because you need smichas gula l'tefillah. Really, you should have said amen because that's the end. Those who hold that the series is over with the second bracha of kriyashma, and they say, you do say amen, kel melech nemot. And then emes v'yatsev is not a series, it's only one bracha. So of course you don't say amen at the end. But those who hold that the series is over at the end of emes v'yatsev, so they have to come up with a new reason why you don't say amen, because you don't say Goal Yisrael amen. They say Rambam says because you need the smichas gula l'tefillah. And amen would be a violation of that. This is one of the big issues in the days of the Meiri. The Ramban passed away, and the Talmidei Rabban, apparently they didn't want to be kofuf to the Rashba, they didn't want to learn by the Rashba, so they thought the grass is greener on the other side, so they went to Provence to learn over there, and then they caused big friction, because they came from Spain, Ramban lived in Girona in Spain, the Rashba lived in Barcelona, so they had different minhagim, and they came to Provence, so they had different minhagim. So the Miri were a sefer mogen avos, for many years, the Chidor writes, for many years, everybody knew that there was a sefer mogen avos by the Miri, they didn't know what it was, so they thought it's a commentary on Pirkei Avos. The Miri wrote a commentary on Pirkei Avos, but that's not mogen avos. Mogen avos is known as Shadis HaTshuvas of the Miri, it's not really Shadis HaTshuvas. He writes, when they had this friction between Talmidei Ramban came to Provence, and they had different minhagim, so there was a Gansa Machloikas, whose minhagim are right. One of the issues was Kel Melech Naman. It could be that that's the first. So the Miri wrote Mogen Avos, a sefer to defend Minhag Avoseha, Minhag Avosov in Provence. So he has 24 essays. So one of them is about this. Should you or should you not say? He gives all its daughter, and he defends the minhag that they had there. Another issue he has is if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, so when do you say Havdalah? Do you say Havdalah ala kos? And when do you say Havdalah ala kos? Maybe you say on Leil Tisha B'Av, you give it to a Tinoch. Maybe you say on Sunday night, others say on Shabbos afternoon. Different minhagim. when you eat dessert at the end of the meal, do you say Bar Pirates on the dessert or not? So this is one of the 24 essays. So Kel Malch Naaman was one of them. There were those who insisted you should answer Amen after Bichas Atzma, because the series of brachas is over when you say the second bracha, and Emes V'Yatzev stands alone. The pasuk says, "V'dibarta b'am b'shiftucha b'veisecha." So pashim shabbat dibarta b'am, you should talk and learning. So the Taisvah says that the Torah Shabbal Peh has an additional level of interpretation. V'dibarta b'am, you should talk in the middle of Kriyat Shema. You're supposed to talk in the middle of Kriyat Shema. When you're supposed to talk in the middle of Kriyat Shema, so it means mipnei hakovel and mipnei hayira. If someone, your father, comes into shul and it'll be a lack of kibbutz, it'll be a violation of kibbutz, not to say good Shabbos and not to say good morning. So you're sometimes you're permitted or sometimes obligated to answer, sometimes mitnei hakovel, sometimes mitnei hayira. It's unclear to what extent you're allowed to be mafsek. So the Tanoim had a whole machlokes, a mayor, Reb Yehuda, different opinions, bein haprokim or beemtza perik. If you're in between one perik and the other, there's still a din of hafsek, but it's not as severe, not as chomer, as if it's beemtza perik. Beemtza perik is machomer. So that's how Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi like that, but the Barta Bam is the pasuk that tells you you're permitted and obligated to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyat Shema, Pnei HaKov, Pnei HaYira. And Tosfos interprets the Bavli and Yuma, Daf Yates on the base, the Gemara has a drasha, but the Barta Bam v'loi b'tfilo. So it's unclear what does that drasha mean. The Tosfos says that's what it means. The Barta Bam v'loi b'tfilo is only a heter to be mafsik from Pnei HaYira, Pnei HaKov, in the middle of Kriyat Shema, but not in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to talk, not from Pnei HaKov, not from Pnei HaYira. The Shulchan Aruch writes that every time in davening you mention Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, you have to have kavanah for both Yud Kei Vav Kei and for Aleph Dal and Nun Yud. It'll take you a long time to daven. It should always take a long time. It's going to take twice as long to daven. So the Vilna Goyen disagrees, and the Bir Agra, he thinks the only time you have to have kavanah both for the kri and for the ksiv, but yud kei vav kei aleph dal nun yud, is the pasuk rishon of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There you have to have kavanah for the kri and for the ksiv, and the rest of the times when you're saying psukim from Tanakh and you're mentioning Shem yud kei vav kei, since we pronounce it according to the kri and the kri is aleph dal nun yud, you only have to have kavanah for aleph dal nun yud, but you're supposed to have kavanah for that. You're supposed to have kavanah for aleph dal nun yud. That's a chiddush from the Vilna Gaon.
What are the kavanas?
Aleph dal nun yud. God is the Adon Kol. He's in control of everything in the world. Yud kei vav kei is hoyah hoy bevi yihya. There's a lot more to discuss about the Kriya Shema some other time. Okay. Talk. Good luck on your finals. Okay.
That it's better to them to be a chiddus. Every minion on Shabbos is going to be after a social.